We are going to have a great pillage today with Aegith Athrena, Rupla, Ostella, Yaisilandi Fjorska, and on it I see a village full of everything we need, and let Odin bless us today, so we will be swifter and come back to our brethren with all the riches we can find. Þessi maður hér, farðu mér hann. Ég vil að hann verði maðurinn minn. Góðan daginn, Hafnir í gækvöldi. Varfstu mér ekki að þekja þig upp? Do you understand me now? I picked this tongue up on one of my raids. Seems like you'll be able to understand it. Speak. I will let you ask a question now, so be wise. Well, what happened is that we had a wonderful raid on your village. So beautiful. You were all so generous to give us so much. That is going to be more than enough to celebrate you and I's marriage. That's right. I have chosen you to be my husband. And you must be honored that not only I spared your life, but also you're going to spend it with me. And if Odin wills it, it's going to be a long life together. Why do you not sound grateful? Many people from your village died. You are left alive. And all just by my will. Yeah. We killed many, but also planted a seed in many women so that we can have a population of strong men for the future. You are a strong man with such a perfect bone structure. You will give me just a son that is just as strong and worthy of sitting by the same table with the gods. Embrace this new life we have together. Your previous life was just another chapter, and whatever gods you had before, it shall all be forgotten. Anyway, right now, you are on my dear Drakkar, named Sigrun. We are traveling over the North Sea right now. I'm not sure how long the journey is, but in the meanwhile, I hope that we get to know each other better before coming one in the sight of Odin. So go, tell me about your past life. Something for us to make sagas about. Of course I write. It is a very important pastime for me. These long travels can make me very bored, so therefore I like to put a lot of energy into my sagas. Mostly, just come along on these pillages to document it. But also, I have a very good sense for things. Us women are not always so stupid, you know. They like to listen to us. Especially with my intuition on raids. I must say, our men here are just amazing. They do everything for us, from fishing, exploring, and building. It's best to leave men to do the work, and you seem like such a perfect match. You seem like you will fit right in well with us, and make a great husband. And It would be an honor to bear your children. I don't know why you need to act a little hostile. I'm the perfect wife for you. Viking wives are the most perfect wives you could ever imagine. Back at home, I do all of the cooking, all of the cleaning. I also milk the cows and sheep, and I've been told I make the best butter and cheese in the land. That's no lie. Also, you'll be dressed even better. You see all the clothes my ostmen wear here? I make all of the clothes myself, along with a Freyjovif. I have a very good spinning machine back at home that I make clothes for us all. I even have some baby clothes ready for us, you see. I'm very prepared. It can take me up to 40 hours a day just to get a few pieces of clothes done. But there, I digress. Anything to add about yourself? Yeah. You. Your people lived a very different life. Anyway, I now have exciting news for us. We will be married within 24 hours. Don't be so shocked. Us people don't have time to waste. The biological clock is ticking and won't be long until we are 20. I can't wait to go home and tell my mother the news. Usually your family would have had to pay for the wedding, but after pillaging our village, we have enough finances. They can take care of us and the future family for as long as we will live. I know, but I will pray for your village, for this interruption, we will call it. But it was worth it in the name of Othin. I forgive your ignorance, because your village lives a different life to ours. Odin is the god of wisdom, war, magic, death, anything you can imagine. He, with all the other gods, are sitting in Asgard. And there, in Valhalla, all the fallen warriors are greeted by wonderful, beautiful Valkyries, maidens of battle. So you should be very proud of your fellow villagers, for they will rejoin in Valhalla. They fought bravely, but now you need to learn to embrace our way of life. You can at least be looking more excited than this. Our Brutlaup is going to be amazing. Having Var witness before us and looking down on us as we say our vows. It's even more amazing that the wedding we will have such a big crowd of my family. Unfortunate for yours though, but yeah, the preparation for our feast will start as soon as we touch land. It will last a few days, so we will be eating just as good as the gods up there will be. I see the look in your eyes. You are getting hungry just hearing about it. Don't I know you so well already? What the most perfect match. You know, this isn't how we usually do it. Usually, parents would find me a man. But when I saw you as I was approaching land, I could not resist. I had to bend the rules this time, but I'm sure it has certainly been worth it. So, if I came to join you in there, you won't try to harm me, correct? I have this sword here, so I will be very careful if I were you. I mean you no harm, But if you try it, well, this is very sharp. Hi. Look out the window. We are approaching land soon. Can you see it there in the distance? Our land. Our land is called Snyland. It means snowland in your tongue. It is named after Natador. He was the first of us to reach this place. And when he did, it was snowing so beautifully. Do you get snow down in your roots? Oh, interesting, my dear. Well, in a short while, I can see us reaching land. And I hope you aren't too tired after this journey, because we have a wedding to plan and a feast to make as soon as we disembark. You are going to get to meet my parents, and I'm sure they are going to admire you as much as I already do. You are so Mindaligur and Stjerkur. I'm sure you have heard those words many times on this journey, but I just can't help myself. I can't believe my luck. So, there's something I'd like to give you first. This shirt I made all by myself, and I kept it for when the right man comes along for me. If you accept this, you are willing to show love and affection for me back. I know I took you by force, so I have a worry in my head that you will, as in Norse we say, flee from the scather, as that could be very ridiculing for me. Flee from the scather means to flee from the vagina. It's a thing we say in Viking land, don't question it. Do you accept this gift? I want to be sure. You do? I am so happy. Oh my love, we are going to be so great together. Look, can you see? A crowd in the distance. They are all waiting for our return in Snyland. But for now, my dear, now that we can be official, it's time for me to do my first task as your soon-to-be Kona. Let's groom this beard of yours. Thulitrvelut. You will be looking so perfect. Thulitrvelut. My parents will be so proud. Here, take my hand. Take it, my love, and kiss my hand.